100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And, well, we got a whole bunch of stories in the topic of, well, topics. It's a pick two. Vase, rub, top, spring fresh, chime, the end, and crop. How about we listen to those stories? Although, if you're inspired by these, and you're like, oh, I could have come up with one, well, send it on in, and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Until then, here are the stories.
Greetings, Jay Rodimus, back here with my entry for this week's Pick 2 Challenge. My story is entitled Synesthesia. She turned on the faucet and let the water run to warm up for her shower. She noticed that she could smell the temperature of the water. At first, it had a mintiness. She held her hand in the spray. It became tepid, and the mint began fading, and she smelled a grassiness, then fresh herbs, and then floral notes. It was nearly warm enough, and she could smell soil. She closed her eyes, and the spring fresh bouquet transported her to the fields of new crops of her past. She stepped into the shower and began weeping, smelling her childhood. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Hello everyone, Lazy here, and this is my story for this week. The end. She put the pen down, happy. The book was published, but she abhorred the cover, and she was very vocal about it too. No one listened because the book was a success. A huge success, as the publisher always made a point of stressing. Okay, fine, so be it. Her next book was called The Fool, and she loved the cover. A photo of a foot sticking out of the ground. She had taken it herself with her cell phone. It was much cheaper than hiring some top designer. Buying the gun, however, did mess up her whole budget. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and I just turned my clock back an hour so that I can still turn in my 100-word story on Saturday. Anyway, this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 811, with the Pick 2 Challenge. Here's my story. That's interesting, Bilbert said. Will you share this family secret with me? Sabrina laughed. Most family secrets in Humboldt County is their hidden marijuana crop. For us, it goes back even before the pot came here. But, in the end, it's come down to me to carry on our tradition. Okay, Bilbert said. Are you like the last witch in your family line? She shook her head. We're not just regular old witches. We're weather witches. It's rained nonstop since we moved here, Bilbert said. Is that because of you? She shrugged. We like the spring fresh smell it brings. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And my story this evening is What Could Possibly Go Wrong? 011. Ford's first thought was Cervantes had transmogrified into the bar. He grabbed the brass handle and swung the door open. He saw how wrong he could be. The place was filled with roundheads. 1600s, he cursed. While in traditional Oxford gowns, he could easily pass as a time local, he had in the past encountered some of these same men in the room. Not good. Worst, Molly Fields was crossing the floor towards him, having abandoned the captain of the company. Not good, thought Ford. Molly smiled and whispered in his ear, "How about a top rub, dearie?" Then it got worse. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning. This is Dwayne, and this is my story for the weekly challenge 811. It was a pick two, and I picked vase and rub. So here's my story. The end of the aisle on the bottom shelf, Dean saw the old vase. It could have once held a genie, he joked to Anne. No, silly. Lamps hold genies, not vases. At home, Dean noticed a smudge he hadn't seen at the store. He added some goo remover and started rubbing. The vase shook and smoke came from the top. What appeared wasn't a genie. It was a very angry old lady from New Jersey. Rather than granting wishes, she just complained and criticized everything. She didn't stop complaining until Anne sent the old lady home in an Uber. So to try to play catch-up, I'm also adding a second story. This is from the Weekly Challenge 810, Since Records Began. And here's my story. Every morning at dawn, Og would set a stone at the front of the cave entrance to show another peaceful night had passed. He didn't know how many stones he had gathered, since numbers had yet to be invented. There was a stack of stones. That was all he understood. One day, the hill people from across the river attacked as Og was placing his morning stone. Picking up and throwing rock after rock, he was able to fight off the invaders and drive them back across the river. The next morning, Og placed one stone in front of the cave.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
You really don't want to rub me up the wrong way. I'm not one to tolerate being messed about, as many have found, to their cost. I refuse to feel any guilt about it. After all, you can't say that I haven't given you fair warning, and if you choose to ignore it, then you've only got yourself to blame. And, I think you should know, you're already pushing your luck by asking me to explain myself in this way. So, either piss off, or prepare yourself for the worst. Because, I'm rapidly coming to the end of my tether.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my pick two story. I've used the topics top and the end, and it's called The End of the Beginning. The End. I know it's a weird way to begin a story, but the fact is, I struggle to come to a satisfactory conclusion to anything I write. However, I've never had a problem with beginnings. So now I work to my strengths and end my stories in the opening paragraphs. It brings an added bonus that, after working my way through to a logical conclusion, I don't have to come up with a great ending, because I've already done it at the beginning. I've done it with this story too. You'll find the end right at the very top. Okay. Time I was out of here, so until next time, goodbye.
take a trip with me to planet Z.
The ghost dance promises a blanket of fresh soil and grass over the broken, barren lands. To bury the treacherous white man and his broken treaties. To welcome the buffalo and horses back to the plains. We will together, all tribes together, hunt and ride and plant and laugh in freedom. The birds will sing, and we will sing with them. I know the ghost dance is a lie. We have lost, and will keep losing. But the ghost dance scares the white man, so we dance it. The army threatens us. The missionaries threaten us. But on we dance.
And that's it for today's weekly challenge. The topic being a pick two. You can go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and you'll see the topics there, the text of stories, links to people's sites if they gave one to learn more about them or read more of their stories, that kind of thing. The next weekly challenge topic is unsure, so be sure to go to the website to learn to be out part of this. And, well, if it's taking you a little extra time to come up with a story, send it on in, and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Until then, there'll be more stories this week, and we'll be back to the weekly challenge next Sunday. Thank you all for being a part of this, and, as always, keep it brief.